With a final sprint of emotions and a celebration at the Stade de France, Paris concluded its first Paralympic Games in style, described by those involved as the finest in history. As with any major competition, the aim was not only to win medals, but also to make a lasting impression, especially in terms of the recognition and inclusion of disability. In view of the level of the competitions, the organization, and the general atmosphere, the Paris gamble paid off. The flame, a symbol of collective effort, will be extinguished at the Tuileries before the Saint-Denis Arena is transformed into an immense dance floor, where the energy of the athletes will be reflected in a musical show under the theme, Paris is a Party. The torch will then be passed to Los Angeles. The city will enter the fray to host the 2028 Games. 12 years after the London Paralympics, a true pioneer in terms of popular and media success, Paris 2024 intends to become the new global benchmark for the Games, as Marie-Amélie Loeffler, president of the French Paralympic and Sports Committee, pointed out. A view shared by Andrew Parsons, president of the International Paralympic Committee, at a press briefing. France in the top 8. Michael Jeremiah, chef de mission of the French delegation, was delighted with the performance of his athletes, confirming that, for all concerned, these games are perceived as the greatest in history. The response was phenomenal, despite a back-to-school period that could have been a spoilsport. With more than 2.5 million tickets sold, Paris achieved an almost flawless record. As for the media, 165 channels broadcast the event, an all-time record. As for the athletes, a record 168 delegations took part. In terms of performance, France climbed into the top 8 with 75 medals, including 19 golds, a ranking not seen since 2000. For Marie-Amélie Loeffler, the aim now is to maintain this momentum over the long term while continuing to make progress in key disciplines such as athletics, where Les Bleus have only won 5 medals without any Olympic titles. She also hopes to strengthen the presence of women in the team, with the ambition of going even further in parity, bearing in mind that 82 female athletes were present out of the 237 entered. Other sectors, such as team sports, must also follow in the footsteps of CC Foot, the only French team discipline to win a medal. A marathon, not a sprint. In terms of performance, paracycling, with 28 medals, and paraswimming, with 14 medals, were the key disciplines for the French delegation, culminating in a magnificent victory in CC Foot. Unsurprisingly, China dominated the medal table, ahead of Great Britain and the USA. Among the champions who shone in Paris were China's Yuyin Zhang and Belarus Ihar Baki in paraswimming, who won 7 medals and 5 gold titles, respectively. Brazilian Paralympic swimming giant Gabriel Zinho took 3 gold medals and 1 universal acclaim. But the question that remains unanswered is that of the game's legacy. According to Michael Jeremiah, the Paralympics should help change the way people look at disability and push the government to speed up measures in favor of inclusion, particularly in terms of access to employment. We mustn't let these games be a mere parenthesis, he warns, because a step backwards would be a real blow. But the extraordinary popular enthusiasm that has accompanied Paris 2024 suggests a bright future for the Paralympic Games.